We got to Kuf Vav Amid Aleph, the fifth line. So we were discussing yesterday. We had a brisa and we brought eight halachas out from this brisa. One of them was Tamay Pogmay. Rav Ashi disagreed. Rav Ashi says that really no tasting from the wine is not pegging the wine. The only reason why over here you can't taste from the wine is because you have a zaitika problem. We're talking about that you had exactly a shear. So by the time you're going to be tayim from it, you're not going to have enough of a shear to leave the rest for Birkas HaMazon. But maybe tamo is not pogmoy. But the first mandamer who said shmaminat tamni holds obviously tamo pogmoy. So parenthetically, the Rishonim speak out of here. We're going to have now a sugya. The Gemara is going to bring a bunch of Amoraim who are makbid on pogum. So it's not pshat that Rav Ashi disagrees with them. Avada Rav Ashi holds that pogum is an issue. So the only thing is, he's saying if you want to bring a raya from this brisa, you can't bring a raya because I can tell you that maybe we're talking about a minimum shear. But enechanami, I'll leave it to emes. If you taste it, it is pogum. Meaning, once you drink from the wine cannot be used anymore for a kosher bracha. So the Gemara continues on that, and the Gemara says, Rav Yaakov bar Idi kapid achatz bo pegima. Rav Yaakov bar Idi was makpid on a jug on the pitcher that was pogum. Meaning, when I have different shittas over here, how large of a vessel does Pegima make an issue for? Meaning there's a certain point in time that you, even if you, by drinking from the wine, you're piking the wine, but there's so much wine here that the amount that you're piking to the whole thing is so insignificant that you could still use the wine. So this Manda Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi was makbid not only on a cup, that if you drink from the cup, so the rest of the wine in the cup is pogum, but even if the pitcher that they used to take, fill the barrel, fill from the barrel a pitcher of wine, bring that to the table, and then they would fill their cups from the pitcher. If someone would drink from the pitcher, that would be paying them all the wine in the pitcher. We're trying to speak out over here that obviously it's not talking when you pour it from the pitcher into your cup, because then you didn't do anything to the wine that's in the pitcher. It's talking about if somebody, for whatever reason, drank straight from the pitcher. So even though it's not just one cup of wine, it's a bunch of cups of wine in the pitcher, nonetheless, he's paying him all the wine that's in the pitcher. That was the first Manda Amar. Reb Idi Bar Shisha kapid akos begima. Reb Idi Bar Shisha was only makbid on a kais. So if there was a wine in a kais, and then someone drank from the kais, so then the rest of the wine that's in the kais is pogum. But once it's a larger keli than a kais, it was in a pitcher, and for sure if it's in the barrel, so then it's not pogum. Mar Bar Vashi kapid afilu achavisa begimta. Mar Bar Vashi was makbid the most chomer, not only on a cup and not only on a pitcher, but even on a barrel that, if someone would drink for whatever reason directly from the barrel, so now he's paying him all the wine in the barrel. Now, interestingly, over here, there's a machlokes rishonim. Rashbam speaks out that even this shita who's makbid on a barrel, it's only a small barrel, but a large barrel, I don't know what the cutoff point is, but a large barrel, the small earthenware barrels that used to be, maybe there was a standard size in those days, so those, if you drink some of them, they become pogum. But a large wooden barrel that has tons and tons of wine in it, says the Rashbam, that even according to this shita, it's not a problem of pogum. However, the Ravid and others disagree, and they say that no, according to this last shita, who we happen to pass on like this shita, no matter what size it is, even if it's a huge barrel, even if it's a huge vat, nonetheless, if someone drinks directly from it, he's pugging all the wine that's inside.
If you refill the cup afterward, does that take away the gima?
If you drink from the cup and you refill it?
Yeah, like you leave half the cup and then you fill it up with fresh wine.
Yeah, so it seems to be a machlokes how to take off the pegam. Most hold that adding new wine into it fixes the begam. Some say that it's the opposite. It's if you pour out from the cup into then that fixes up the begam. So the ikra, I think we pass on like the first sheet by that adding more into it fixes the begam. There are some that are machmer to do both ways. They'll first add more into it, and then they'll pour some out. Like when they want to push, let's say there's leftovers at the end of, at the end of the shalosh or something like that, they want to put away the rest of the wine. Or sometimes, let's say, Abdullah, you don't drink the whole cup, you want to put away the rest of the wine. So they'll pour in first, and then they'll pour out. But for sure, Me'ikra Din, pouring in, for sure takes care of the pagam. There happens to be that some say that it's, there's a shmooze, what's better to add in water, if you pour in water, that takes care of the pagam, or if you pour in wine, that takes care of the pagam. Again, la halacha Me'ikra Din, either one works. It happens to be a machlokes, which one is better to do. But for sure, that's, I know the Hasidim a lot of times, that's why when after they wash out the kais, because the kais has to have merika u'shtifa, so there's a little bit of water left over in the kais, so they take the water and they pour it into the wine. That's the reason that they do it. But again, Me'ikra Din, we hold for sure wine works, so if you ever have like a half a kais and you want to put the wine back, so you just pour a little bit of wine from the bottle more into the kais. That fixes up the begam, and then you could pour it back into the bottle, or you could use it again. And similarly, Pesach night, well, most people don't wash out their kais between, let's say, the first kais and the second kais, or the third kais and the fourth kais. But nonetheless, since you're pouring more wine in, you obviously drank some to be yaitzeh the first kais or to be yaitzeh the third kais. So as you're pouring more in, that fixes the begam. It's no longer a problem, and that's why you could drink from the kais. Tana Rabbanan, Zachar is yom haShabbos leKatshei. The pasuk says Zachar is yom haShabbos leKatshei. So Chazal learned from here, it's an asmach to Pashtus, but the Chazal learned from here is a chreyo ala yayin, that you should remember Shabbos by being mekadosh Shabbos, mentioning Shabbos as Shabbos comes in, and you do so ala yayin. So according to most Rishonim, this is the way we paskin, the actual Kiddush is Dairaisa. You have to mention Shabbos b'chnisaso as it comes in, which is a chiv Dairaisa. However, the fact that it has to be ala kais, that's derabanan. So that which Chazal say ala yain is only an asmachta, and that's only a chiyuv derabanan. Midiraisa yoyotze, as long as you say the words, the minimum requirements of Kiddush, it doesn't even have to be a bracha, because that nusach was also made by Chazal. But you say the minimum components of Kiddush, bedibur, even if it's not ala yain, midiraisa you be yoyotze. That's why most Rishonim hold that Pashtus. Most places can hold that once you daven Maariv, so you mentioned Shabbos and Shemoneh Esrei, is that would be enough to be yotze Kiddush midaraisa, and that which you make Kiddush again, ala kais, is only midarabana. Eli ela b'yoyim. I would think that you only have to mention Kiddush by Shabbos day. B'layla minayin. How do you know you have to mention it Friday night? Talmud Lomer, Zochras Yema Shabbos lekatshei. So Yom HaShabbos Pashtus is being marba that mentioned it by night. So the Gemara, which doesn't make sense, which the Gemara is going to get to in a moment. Frank the Gemara, two kashas. Number one, Belayla Minayin. It says Zochras Yom HaShabbos LeKatshei. So I would think, says the Brisa, that's dafka by day. How do you know that you have to do it Friday night? Belayla Minayin. You're asking me a question. How do you know Friday night? Adarabba. If anything, the exact opposite. Ikka Kedusha b'layla hu Kodesh. The Ikka Kedusha is Friday night. Dechi Kodesh t'chilas yuma b'ayla Kedusha. Because l'kadshe, the Mepharshim explained, means you should remember Shabbos as it becomes Kodesh. The Ikka Kedusha of anything, of Shabbos and Yom Tov, is as it's coming in, you bring it in and you mention that Kedusha is coming in. So if anything, if there's only one Kiddush to be made, the Ikka Kiddush should be Friday night. As it's coming in, when it becomes Kaddish, that's when you make it. So if anything, if you would only have a Havamin of one, the Ikur Kiddush should be Friday night. So what do you mean, I would only know Kiddush Shabbos day, Minayin, that you know of Friday night? Vesu, B'chi Kaddish, T'chilas Yom Vayu Kedusha, because when you're Mekaddish, you have to be Mekaddish at the beginning of the day. Vesu, and furthermore, Kasha number two, B'layla Minayin, for whatever reason, if the Havamin it would be, how do you know the night? So then, what's the answer? Talmud Lomer, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos LeKatshei. Tana Mehedra Alayla, the Tana is searching for a source For how do you know you're Makarish at night? The Karnasi Le Krol the Yamama, and you're bringing up me a pasuk that says how you have to make Kiddush by Yom HaShabbos, which sounds like day. So, not that the Kasha doesn't make sense, nor does the Teretz make sense. Because the Teretz is Zachar's Yom HaShabbos, where do you see anything about being Makarish Yom HaShabbos? Leo Shabbos from the words Yom HaShabbos. So, it says the Gemara must be that the Brisa is Mishabeshta, and we have to switch around the wording of the Brisa and Hakikama. This is what the Brisa meant to say. Zachar es Yom HaShabbos Lekachoy, from the fact that it says Zachar's Yom HaShabbos Lekachoy, that teaches us Zachar Aliyain, you have to remember Shabbos by being Mekadosh Aliyain. Bechnis Tosai, and the Iker time of being Mekadosh is lit, like we said before, Bechnis Tosai, as Shabbos enters, that's when you're supposed to be Mekadosh. Ainli Alabalaila, so if so, I would think that the Iker Kiddush is only at night, and you only be Mekuyiv to make Kiddush at night, be Yoin Minayin. How do you know that there's also an Indian to make Kiddush by day? Before you eat by day, you should also be Mekadosh as a Shabbos. Tamalayma Zachar as Yoin Mashabbos. So that, now the drasha makes sense. The shaila was, how do you know you're also Mekadosh? Shabbos by day. Teretz is, hey, yes, it says Zachar is Yoim HaShabbos. It doesn't say Zachar is HaShabbos. It says Zachar is Yoim HaShabbos. So that teaches us that not only are you Zachar Shabbos right away, Bechnis Tosei, as it comes in, but you're also Zachar it again when it's day. B'yoim. So you have to do a Zachar by day. My Mavarach. Now, what do you do by day? What bracha do you make for Kiddush by day? I mean, we know already from before, obviously it's not the regular Kiddush, because the Gemara said earlier in our parak that in our sugya that Adarabi, the Brisa says you're only mekadosh at night, you're not mekadosh by day. So the regular bracha of Kiddush that's normally said at night obviously is not what you said by day. So, but nonetheless, the Brisa says there is an inyan of saying Kiddush by day. So what are the components of that Kiddush by day? Rabbi Yudah Beri Piragafen. Rabbi Yudah says all you have to do by day is make a Beri Piragafen. By night you have to say a formal Nusach of Kiddush. You have to say that second bracha, which is Iker Kiddush, and mention the Kiddush Shabbos. According to some Mischiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, is also an integral part of Kiddush. And you have to mention those things by day. All you have to do is make the Suda, Chashav Suda, Lechavit Shabbos, and by making a Beri Piragafen Ala Kais in the beginning of the Suda, and we know that Shira is set on Yain, so that's an Indian of saying Shira Takadosh Baruch Hu by the Suda, and that makes the Suda, establishes the Suda that this, it's a Suda Shabbos. So all you need to do is take a Kais, make a Beri Piragafen, that which we add other Psukim beforehand, that's all Minhagim, the Iker Kiddush by Shabbos day is just Beri Piragafen. Rav Ashi one time came to Mechuza. Alulay, they said to him, "Mekadosh Lamar, could you make Kiddush for us, Kiddush Rabba?" That they called the Kiddush of Shabbos day Kiddush Rabba. So Rav Ashi was not familiar with those words, so he wasn't sure what they meant. I mean, obviously Rav Ashi himself held that a regular Kiddush was by Rabbi Agafen, just like we passed him before. But he was afraid that since they told him Kiddush Rabba, they had some whole Nusach that they were referring to, the great Kiddush, the long Kiddush, there was some whole Nusach over here, and he wasn't sure what it was. So Havaleh, they gave him a Kais. Sover, and he was thinking, my new Kiddush Rabba, what is this Kiddush Rabba that they told me to make? So Omar, so he said, Mechti, Kol HaBrachas Kulam Bari Pri HaGafen. Every Kiddush HaBracha, no matter what, whether it's Kiddush, whether it's Avdallah, by a bris, and so on and so forth, everything always begins with a Beri Piragafen. So, Kola Brachas Kulam Beri Piragafen Ami. So all Brachas, they say first Beri Piragafen. Bereisha. So all Beri Piragafen. So he figured, I'll start with a Beri Piragafen, the Agibe, and he stretched out the end of Beri Piragafen to test if the Olam is going to start drinking, or if they're going to wait for another bracha. So Chazya, he saw Lahu Saba, this older person, the Gachan, he was bending down, Vishasi, to drink. So he realized that even though they said called the Kiddush Rabba, obviously all they wanted was a Beri Piragafen, and they didn't want another Nusach Kiddush, and that's all I have to say. Mm-hmm. Karyanashe, so he said about himself, Hachacham Eina Bereshoi. The pasuk says, "A chacham made a bereishim." He was told to do something; he wasn't sure what to do, but he made a simple cheshbon that if I do this, then I'll be able to figure it out. And therefore, he was able to, without embarrassing himself, he was able to make kiddush properly by doing this plan. Now over here, everybody speaks about how is it shaykh that this saba, this older person, bent down to drink. Doesn't he have to wait for the mekadesh to drink, just like we had in brachas, that when they make a mitzvah, no one's allowed to eat until the mevarach eats first? So there's two mahachim in the Rishonim. Some say that that's dafka by a mitzvah, but by kiddush that doesn't pass. Others say that it depends if you're drinking from his wine or you're drinking from your own wine. I mean, in a case that everybody has their own kais in front of them, so then you don't have to wait for the mekadesh to drink from his kais in order for you to drink from your kais. And similarly, if let's say by a sherbach or by a fancy suda that everybody has their own little bilkalach in front of them, so even if you're being yaitzi with the mevaros hamaitzi, you don't have to wait till he eats until you eat because you have your own bilkal in front of you. Only if you're eating from his, you can't eat from his, from the large one that he's cutting or from the kais that he's made a bracha on until he drinks. So in a case of kiddush where the mekadesh would pour off and then drink, so if you want to drink from that which he poured off before he drinks from it, the mekadesh drinks with it, that would be a problem. But if you have your own cup of wine in front of you, as soon as he finishes drinking, let's say by the Seder night, so as soon as the mekadesh finishes and you have your own kais in front of you, so you have no problem of drinking the wine even before he does because you have your own kais in front of you. Now, agav, just to mention over here because people don't realize, this that we're talking about, that you don't have to wait for the mekadesh to drink, that's only for the Beir Pri HaGafen. But let's say by a Shabbos day kiddush, where if you're not planning to drink the wine, you're just planning to be yaitzeh with the kiddush and the mekadesh, and then you want to eat mezainis. If you start making your bayim b'nei mezainis and eat mezainis before the mekadesh drinks, you weren't yaitzeh kiddush because you didn't drink from it. So you're only being yaitzeh with him drinking from it. But if he didn't drink from it yet, so you weren't yaitzeh kiddush. So a lot of times by kids, they don't realize that until the mekadesh pours it off and until he drinks, takes a few seconds, or depending on how many people are there, whatever it is. And sometimes people rush to take a mezainis right away. L'chayr, they're not yaitzeh kiddush if they do that. Amni b'nei Rebchia. Misha lo hivdu b'matzei Shabbos. Let's say a person did not make havdalah matzei Shabbos. Man dil lo hivdach b'chol ha-Shabbos kulei. So you can make havdalah throughout the week. V'ar kama, up to where? On Reb Zera, I review b'Shabbos up to Wednesday, meaning through Tuesday you can make kiddush. Once it hits Wednesday, you can't. Havdalah. Once it hits Wednesday, you can't make havdalah anymore. Where do we see this? He had the Yosef Reb Zera kamei to Reb Asi, just like when Reb Zera was sitting in front of Reb Asi. V'amil Reb Asi kamei to Reb Yechanan. As others say, there was Reb Asi was sitting in front of Reb Yechanan. V'Yosef kamei, he was saying the Inyan Gita as far as Gitin is concerned. If let's say there was a t'nai in the get, the husband gives a wife a get and says, Almanasa, you do this and this before Shabbos, or Almanasa, you do this and this after Shabbos. So, what's considered before Shabbos and what's considered after Shabbos? So we say, Chodav Shabbat, the first day of the week, Sunday, Trei Utosa, Monday and Tuesday, Basar Shabbat, that's called Acher Shabbos. So therefore, if, let's say, that tonight was that Almanasa, you give me $100, after Shabbos, so she has to get it by the end of Tuesday. Arba v'chamishu mali yoyma, Wednesday, Thursday, an Erev Shabbos, Kami Shabbat is called before Shabbos. So if there was a tonight that you do such and such a thing before Shabbos, it has to be done in those 3 days. And this is the Makar from Hilchos Gittin that we learned to everywhere else where it's Nageya in Halacha, Legabi Mavar Sedra, Legabi other things, that the first 3 days of the week are considered after Shabbos, the second 3 days of the week are considered before Shabbos. That's why we say L'chul Neranin on Wednesday, because Wednesday is already the beginning of the next Shabbos. So Hu Adin L'Gabi Avdallah, you can make Avdallah up to B'diavid, up to the end of Tuesday. Om Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, says Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Avad Lo Yala Or, Bar Mirar Reha Eish, you cannot make after Matzah Shabbos. The reason is, like we've explained many times, Borei Me'orei Ha'esh is not part of Havdalah Ba'atzem. It's part of the. It's a separate bracha. We grada mesaber it al akayis together with all the other brachas. And the reason why we make a havdalah matzah Shabbos, like we learned earlier, is because fire was created matzah Shabbos. So if that's the case, it's the after bracha that makes sense to make matzah Shabbos. Once you're making havdalah on Sunday morning or Sunday night, fire wasn't created Sunday morning. Fire wasn't created Sunday night. And therefore, you can't make any more Borei Me'orei. So the other, so you would make agaf and you would make a hamazav and kodesh l'chol, but you would not make Borei Me'orei anymore. Besamim l'chayim, there shouldn't be a chiv to say besamim because the neshama and the seir is already gone. But no, Isser is saying it. I mean, Borei Me'orei would be a bracha l'atol. There's no point in making the bracha anymore. The whole bracha is a haidah on the bria seish. So it would be a bracha l'atol to make it when it doesn't make sense. Besamim, you're allowed to make besamim whenever you want. Your biggest shot would be if it's a hefzik between the agafen and the havdalah. Rebreina, Amar Rav. Rebreina says in the name of Rav, Hanoitel Yotov Lo Yekadesh. Somebody who washes his hands for Alon Tzias Yadayim, so now he can't make Kiddush anymore. The Bach adds in there's another mandamer as well. He adds in V'chein Amar Rabada Barava Amar Rav. So too Rabada Barava said in the name of Rav, not for Yodav Le'yakadish, that someone who washes Netilas Yadayim, once he washes Netilas Yadayim, he can't anymore make Kiddush. So Amar L'Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa said, "Akati lo noch nafshei de Rav." Rav was not yet nifter. Shechach ninu l'shmaite, and you forgot what Rav said. Meaning, I'm about to quote a story or an hug of Rav that disproves what you just said. You're just saying that once you wash your hands in the Tzitzis Yadayim, you can no longer make Kiddush. It's not true. I'm about to prove you that that is not the case. Why? Because Zimnin Sagin, because it was many times Havakim Nakami de Rav that I was standing before Rav. Zimin Chaviv Alei Rifta, sometimes he'd rather have bread, Mekadosh HaRifta, and therefore he made Kiddush on bread. Zimin Chaviv Alei Chamra, sometimes he'd rather have wine, Mekadosh HaChamra, and he made Kiddush on wine. So the way Rashbam understands, in the times that he made bread, he made Kiddush on bread. So how can you make Kiddush on bread? Isn't the Bracha of Kiddush masik between the Hamotzi and the Suda, and therefore it's masik between the Alon Tzias Yadayim and the Suda? Must be it's not a hefsek. So if it's not a hefsek, so the same way that it's not a hefsek if you be mekadosh on bread, huadin, it's not a hefsek if you're mekadosh on yayin as well, it's not a hefsek. Others, Latoisis and other Rishonim, don't like that because it's a big difference. Number one is, over here we're talking about a hefsek between Alon Tzias Yadayim and Hamotzi. Over there we're talking about a hefsek between Hamotzi and the eating, which is a different halacha, because once you already made Hamotzi, you're for sure going to eat. So that which you make Kiddush, because you're not allowed to eat until you make Kiddush, so that's already no worse than we learned in Misachas Brachas, that if you need to speak out after Hamotzi, the Tzarech L'Suta, you're allowed to do that. Over here the Shaila is, if you're going to make a hefsek between the Alon Tzias Yadayim and Hamotzi, so then the Alon Tzias Yadayim is not connected to the Suta. So first of all, it's a different consideration. So how can we bring a raya from here to our shayla? So therefore, Taisus wants to say a different pshat in the Gemara. What it means to say is, Rav, we had a machlokes before, Rav and Shmuel, if you need kiddush from Makom Suda or not. Rav Shita was, you don't need kiddush from Makom Suda. So that's what the Gemara means over here. Zin lechaviv alei rifta means sometimes he was holding by eating, and therefore he made kiddush from Makom Suda. Mekadosh HaRifta doesn't mean that he made kiddush on the pas, but rather he made kiddush where he was going to have pas. And the Gemara is just assuming that if he's mekadosh where he's going to have pas, so pas is he already washed before the suda to get ready for the suda, and then he made kiddush. Zimin lechaviv alei chamra means the other times that he just wanted to drink a cup of wine now, meaning he just wanted to make kiddush now, and he wasn't ready to have the suda, but since he held that there's no requirement to kiddush in Makom Suda, he just made a freestanding kiddush. But bottom line is, when he made kiddush as part of the suda, he used to wash, that was his minig, used to wash first and then make kiddush. So then we see, obviously, that the kiddush after Netilas Yadayim is it's not a problem, it's not a hafzik, and therefore you could do it. Right, so we're going to get to that in a second. So, first of all, so a couple things over here. So, number one, so the first shita holds that once you wash, you can't make kiddush. So what do? So the Rishayim say, even according to the first shita, it just means you can't make kiddush, but avada, you're allowed to listen to kiddush. And not only are you allowed to listen to kiddush, you could even drink from the wine. That's not a problem. That's not a hafzik. Only saying the kiddush would be considered a hafzik. So even those that are machmer, it seems to be the minig of most of Klai Yisrael, besides in the Yekka Shekilas and a few other, have the minig not to wash before kiddush. But it definitely, if the mekadesh is not going to wash and everybody else is going to wash, that definitely is not an issue at all, according to everybody. And that's why in some yeshivas tells, namely, I know for sure like that, because they're chayshah that there's so many people washing, there's going to be a hafzik between the kiddush and the suda, so they have everybody besides the mekadesh, or maybe the people sitting around the mekadesh, wash before kiddush. They make kiddush, they give out the wine, everybody drinks, because there's no problem with drinking. And then the mekadesh and the few people that are sitting around go wash and they make a maitzi. So that's good l'chol ha'deis. According to the second shita, so then even the mekadesh himself could wash beforehand, and it's not a problem like the second shita, which seems to be the halacha l'maisa, at least based on the Gemara, it seems halacha l'maisa that you can come out like that. Rav's hanhaga was that he washed beforehand, he made kiddush, and therefore it's not a problem. So even though, again, the minig of most of Klai Yisrael is dafka not to do that, and the Yekka Shekilas be'ikr, that is the minig that they washed even the mekadesh first. I've seen it many times by different friends like that, and they or in yeshiva by different, when I was a bachur, eating by different houses, that even the mekadesh washed, and then afterwards they made kiddush. I actually asked Rabbi Dr. Adler yesterday, by Shalom Shudas, and he says that his family never did that, but his family's not a raya because they, in the middle of the war, they already moved to England, so he doesn't have a full Yakka Shimon Hagim. But number two, according to Rashbam, at least, it seems that the way Rashbam types the Gemara, that if Rav liked bread, he was a makalish on bread. So that opens up another machlokes rishonim over here. Rashbam, Shita, and all the other rishonim that follow that seem to come out that if you want to make kiddush Friday night on bread, you may. However, Tosis the Shitasi, who has a whole different pshat in the Gemara, he brings a shita of Rabbeinu Tam that you cannot be yotze kiddush on bread. You have to make kiddush dafka on wine. So that's one machlokes rishonim, if you can make kiddush on bread or not Friday night. And then another machlokes rishonim, which is really going to come up soon in the whole sugya of Chamar Medina, whether you hold you could do it on bread or not, either way, that which we say wine, is wine dafka wine, or does Chamar Medina help for wine? So what's called Chamar Medina, we'll get to emerges in one day, but just that idea, if Kiddush Friday night has to be dafka wine, or when you're making it on wine, does it have to be dafka real wine, or Chamar Medina could take place of wine, and you could make kiddush on Chamar Medina as well? That's also a separate machlokes, a shayla in the Rishonim. Amar Ravuna, Amar Rav, says Ravuna in the name of Rav, Tom, if a person mistakenly ate something before kiddush, in a mekadesh, he can't make kiddush anymore. So he can't. There's no way for him to make kiddush Friday night. He already messed it up. He blew it. And he has to wait till Shabbos morning, like we saw earlier, that if a person doesn't make Kiddush Friday night, he could still make it Shabbos morning, so he's going to have to wait till Shabbos morning to make Kiddush. Rav Chana bar Chinina asked the Shabbos from Rav Huna, Ta'am ma'ushi avdo. What about Havdalah? If a person, much as Shabbos, eats something before Havdalah, not continuing Shal Shos, because that we already learned is not a problem, but if he already finished his meal, and benched, now he wants to taste something. If he tastes something before Abdullah, does that mess up his Abdullah that he has to wait now until Sunday morning to make Abdullah? Or, even though he tasted something, he could still make Avdalah. So Amar Lay, so he told him, Ani Omer, I personally hold Ta'am Mavdil, that even if a person tasted something, he could nonetheless still make Avdalah. Rabbi Asi says, Ta'am Enim Avdil, that a person who tastes something, that, the same way by Kiddush we say Ta'am Enim Kaddish, so who Adin by Avdalah, once he's Ta'am, he's Enim Avdil, he cannot make Avdalah then. Rabbi Abba, one time, came to Rabasi, initially, and he forgot himself, and he ended up eating something before Avdalah. Havalei kasa v'avdalah, afterwards they brought him a kais to make Avdalah, v'avdalah, and he made Avdalah. Now this was in Rabasi's house, and we know that Rabasi's shita is ta'am enim avdil. So based on that, so Amr Devisu, so Rabasi's wife said to Rabasi, "V'malei avirachi, you don't hold like that. You hold that once you taste something, you cannot make Avdalah. So how are you? Why are you not objecting? How are you letting him make Avdalah?" So Amr La, so he told her, "Shafke, leave him alone. Kerabi Sirele, he holds like his Rebbe, and therefore Anachanami, I hold not like that, but he has a right to do like the way he holds like his Rebbe." Now, who is the Rebbe that we're referring to over here? So Rashi Rashbam learned that Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav, like we know. So Rav Huna, who said Ta'am Enei Mavdil, Ta'am Mavdil, Pashas, he said it over in the name of Rav. If that's the case, so Rav Yirmiya, who is also a Talmud of Rav, holds like his Rebbe Rav, which Pashas is Allah again Bermel, and that's why he holds Ta'am Mavdil. Others say that no, it's not referring to Rav, but rather this is Rabbi Yirmiya bar Rav, is not the Stam Rabbi Yirmiya, was a Talmud of Rav. This Rabbi Yirmiya bar Rav was Taka Talmud of Rav Huna, and Karabi Sirle means like Rav Huna. Omar Shmuel says Rabbi Yosef in the name of Shmuel, Toam Enim Mekadesh, Toam Enim Avdol. Shmuel was the most machmer. If you taste something, you cannot make Kiddush, and if you taste something, you cannot make Avdalah, which would be the same as L'chayr Rabasi, because until now everybody agreed that Tom cannot make Kiddush. We had a machlokes L'gabi Avdalah, and he's coming out now as well. L'gabi Avdalah, Tom in a Mavdil. The opposite end, Rabba Omer of Nachman. Rabba says in the name of Nachman, who's Omer Shmuel, that no, that's not what Shmuel says, but rather Shmuel said Tom Mekadesh Al Mavdil, the exact opposite. That if you're taim something, it doesn't mess up your Kiddush, you can still make Kiddush. And Huadin, if you're taim something, it doesn't mess up your Havdalah, you can still make Havdalah. And on that, the Gemara fears eyes, Omar Rava. Hilchasov, the halacha lemaisa is taim Kiddush, that even if he was taim something, he could still make Kiddush. He doesn't have to wait till the next day to make Kiddush. He could make Kiddush right afterwards, Friday night. And the same thing when it comes to Matzah Shabbos, Ta'am Mavdil, that once he tastes, that even though he tasted something, he could still make Avdalah. And the fact that he tasted something doesn't mess up his Avdalah, he doesn't have to wait till Sunday morning to make Avdalah. Another thing that he paskined, Mishal Kiddush Be'er Shabbos, if let's say a person did not make Kiddush Friday night like he was supposed to, so like we learned before, Makadash Rahayla Kala Yom Kulay, Ad Matzah Shabbos, he can make the whole Shabbos day until Matzah Shabbos, he can still make Kiddush. Mishalei Hivdu Matzah Shabbos, and the same thing with Avdalah. If a person did not make Avdalah Matzah Shabbos, Mavdu Vayla Kala Shabbos Kudo, so then he can make Avdalah during the week. And the Chayra, it means, like the Rishonim speak out, during the week means the week that's still associated with Shabbos, so it doesn't mean the whole week till next Shabbos, but rather means the whole rest of the week that's considered Achar Shabbos, which means he can make Havdalah Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Okay.